Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Fudge Jr., and I guess it is time for the show today here on Solar Records Radio, where we celebrate our indie jazz artists around the globe. I hope you guys are good and you have been blessed, and we're so appreciative of you guys tuning in and hanging out with us every single day that you do that. So thank you. Much love to you. And And, you know, if you really like it, make sure you tell a friend, okay? And don't forget about every Friday we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here on Solar Records Radio. So make sure you guys let a friend know about that. Thanks, Greg. And much love to all you guys around the world. How have you been? I hope things are well for you. I know and a lot of us around the world are still dealing with what's happening in the world, and we're talking about Ukraine, and so obviously we want to make sure we always keep them in prayer and that situation in prayer, as it is ugly. It is ugly, and it's scary, so we want to make sure that we pray, my mom said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. And I'm like, Mom, I'm praying, but I'm still worrying. I'm so concerned, because when you see children, you know, that are just in the state that they are in right now, and it just makes you just crazy, right? It's like, what? But even adults, you know, I mean, you see old people falling and trying to, you know, running for their lives. I'm talking people in their 80s. They should, you know, they in their 70s, you know, they shouldn't be going through this. Leaving their homes after all these years of building a home, and now they got to run for their lives and leave everything behind. That's crazy. You know, this is 2020. I cannot believe that this is happening at this time. And so, I'm just praying this thing comes to an end with the quickness, because we need it to, so we can move on. This is just disgusting. But anyway, guys, so it's Indie Jazz, and we want to just kind of chill on hump day. It's right in the middle of the week here, and we just want to just relax, play some good music for you, and hopefully we can be good company for you as well. And if you got some good food, it would be a wonderful combination. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, but, you know, I'm in the studio alone. There's no food around here. I get a cookie or something, I guess. You know, my dog is looking at me like, what? We don't have food. Yeah, we don't have food. But anyway, but we're going to play some good music, and I'm grateful for the good company that you guys provide. What's up, Greg? How you doing, my brother? Hope you are well. Thank you so much for your amazing work here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you very, very, very much, my brother. And also, I was on the phone with Chocolate this morning. You guys know Chocolate? Y'all remember Chocolate? You remember Graham Central Station? Remember the only lady that was in Graham Central Station? And she had that talk box, that thing that was kind of like a talk box, but it was making, it was, I don't even know what it was called, but it was, well, she's going to be coming on and talking with us about Graham Central Station, Miss Chocolate herself. Man, oh man, it was just so nice, because I'm such a fan, right? I grew up as a kid. I remember being a young fan of hers, and probably was in 9th, 10th grade in school and stuff, and Graham Central Station was banging. They were doing their thing. So I'm looking forward to chopping up with her and having great, great conversation with her. So that's going to happen next Thursday. She's going to be on a Thursday show. So that fits her schedule. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make it happen, as we always try to do here on Solar Records Radio. Also, if you guys want to join our Solar Records Radio group page on Facebook, so just go to Facebook and go to Solar Records Radio group page. Just type in Solar Records Radio, and that's us. And join us and hang out, and you'll meet some wonderful people. We appreciate that, and we love you guys so much. Anyway, so here we are. We're going to get going here, Indie Jazz, and just independent. We just do what we do right here. And so here, guys, kick back, relax, and enjoy. That's all I'm saying. Oh, man, love it, yeah. I love it, yeah. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the script in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself
yourself inside in a room with platinum and gold eyes. Dance and catch your eye, you'll be mesmerized, oh. We'll find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
It's the only thing that matters. I'm trying to get to that forgiveness.
Wow, Mr. Larry Dunn doing his thing on Solar Records Radio. Woo, man, oh, man, what a blessing that brother was. Now, you know, Larry Dunn is the original keyboard player for Earth, Wind & Fire, and he decided to do his own rendition of his own song. That's his song. And, man, oh, man, how amazing. Do you know who that is singing at the very end of the song?
No, but tell me.
Howard Johnson, your buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's all good, man. I'm just so excited, so impressed with Larry. I mean, Larry's an amazing keyboardist, man, and arranger. And y'all know Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, that was the guy, right? He was the guy doing that stuff. So what a blessing, what a blessing. So Don Fleming is in the house. How you doing, Mr. Don?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just hanging in there and trying to, well, I'm waiting on the weather. Waiting on the weather to change because it's too cold. I don't like cold. And isn't always the clocks changing back this weekend?
I have no idea. I did get a reminder for it last week. So usually my clocks automatically change, so I don't have to manually do it.
I know, well, the cell phones and all that, but the house clocks, you know, some of my house clocks, I got to change back, like on the stove.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Microwave, all that crap, yeah. So anyway.
Spring forward, so that means we'll lose an hour. We're springing forward, right?
That's right. We're going to lose an hour.
So we're going to lose an hour, spring forward.
Yep, and I got to get up early with the chickens. And get ready, you know, it's going to be really, really cold, man, on Sunday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning and Sunday morning is going to really be cold out here. And so I was just frustrated, but it's all good. I think this is about it. I think we're getting ready to start to head off into the spring, and the grass is going to start growing. Its leaves are going to grow. The pollen is going to be here. Everybody's going to be congested. But I'm going to be happy. I don't care. I love it. I love the summertime. So, but anyway, guys, this is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio with Don Fleming on Wardell Potts Jr. And Don, I started off the very beginning of the show with, I guess, your girl.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to get her back on, man. I guess once she gets some more, another project in or whatever, I'm definitely gonna send an invite to get her on, man. She's an amazing artist. I think she teaches during the day, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, she's an amazing artist. Amazing.
Yeah, we definitely gotta get her back on. That'll be awesome. So anyway, I want to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio's Indie Jazz Day, and we are doing that indie jazz thing right here on Solar Records Radio. So I want to thank you guys again for just being a part of, you know, Solar Records Radio, and we love you and appreciate you guys. So here we go on Solar. Let's take it down the road with the weather report. We'll be back. All right, here we go. Thank you.
I can't you.
Today on Solo Art Records Radio, Let the Flow Go. Desert Moon is the name of that song. And thanks. I interviewed these guys about 2 years ago, and they were just amazing group of people that really blessed us. And look forward to getting them back on again. What do you think, Don? How you like them?
Man, some great music.
Yes.
So smooth.
Yes. There you go. We like it like that. And then before that, Tony Morrell, I Can't Live Without You. Man, did he sing that song. And I just talked to Tony the other day. He's an artist out of the UK. Man, he's so busy running around doing all kind of stuff. And we had a great interview with him a couple of weeks back. And I really enjoyed talking with Tony. He's an awesome brother. And he has a very, very bright future. And we're so excited for him. And his career got started off of my song. I shouldn't say my song, songs that I played on. I'm trying to remember the name of the song. I think it was There It Is. He heard, and that was it for him. Uh-huh. He was like, that's it right there. That's a song by Shalimar, if you don't know that song, called There It Is. And he said, that's what I want to do. And he got into it. And to be able to, chop it up with him, that was just a blessing, chopping it up with him a couple of weeks ago. And then I started to block out with Weather Report. Now, Weather Report is a group that I grew up with as a young man. You guys all know about me wanting to be the best jazz drummer in Philadelphia, but that never happened because there's so many amazing drummers, musicians, period, in Philadelphia. And so but Birdland, Weather Report was a group that I was really into with Return to Forever and just all those great jazz groups that were popular back in the 70s. And I remember Jaco Pastorius, who was a bass player for Weather Report, and he was from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but he grew up in Florida. Unfortunately, he lost his life in Florida, but he was an amazing, a creator of just a new style. He was an innovator, is the word I was trying to get to, and it was absolutely amazing. Jaco Pastorius, you guys, if you don't know that person, you need to go to YouTube and put his name in, and Lord have mercy, you will hear someone playing the bass with so much passion. It was ridiculous. And he started out as a drummer, you know. So that, I mean, I'm not trying to say I could. When I get on the bass, I try to act like I could be pleased. That guy was meant to play the bass. He was sick. Whoa, he was so good. So anyway, that was my block, and I enjoyed that. Don, what do you think, Don? What you got for us, man? You got anything? Am I doing the next block, too? I'm good with it. I'm loving the music.
Oh, so we're doing indie. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday, right?
Absolutely.
And it's all about indie jazz every Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out. I'm happy to be here. Matter of fact, I just got on the computer and working on a couple of things at work or whatever. But no, since I'm here, might as well. You ready? You ready for something? Yeah.
You ready for something? You got it. Let's make it happen.
Well, you know what? I'm a big fan of this brother. I'm going to go ahead and start it off. I want to take you guys back to the Black Radio album from 2012. This is music from the Robert Glasper Experiment. It's an old David Bowie cover. The name of the song is called Letter to Hermia. You guys keep it locked right here. Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the pillow clean. So rest your head and read a treasure dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide when all the world is warm and tired. You cry a little in the dark, or so do I. I'm not not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well, he makes you look real fun. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, this is something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do, so I just write some love.
Don't have to be.
Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio, man. I had to hook that up from 2016. That is music from beautiful, beautiful young sisters. They go by the name of King. Name of the song is called The Greatest. I had to hook that up because what a beautiful song, and the video is just amazing. Since I'm a gamer, I love the effects of the music video. Guys, check it out if you get a chance to. Before that, I had to hook up a little Moonchild. Straight up, brand new music from Moonchild featuring Alex Osley, who is the daughter of Ernie Osley. Of course, that is called You Got One. Moonchild, just an amazing artist, great neo-soul artist, slash jazz artist. White band. I love them. They're just an amazing band, and just so groovy. And of course, started off the block of, again, Robert Glasper Experiment from 2012, the album Black Radio. He has an album out now called Black Radio Part 3. So guys, get a chance to check it out, the Robert Glasper Experiment. That is Letter to Hermie. And again, I mentioned that it is an old David Bowie song that he kind of just flipped it, featuring Bilal singing on that song, man. Young brother's amazing. He's out of Houston, Texas. Just a great pianist. Just an amazing brother. Got a lot of collaborations on this album, Black Radio 3. I mean, he has Layla Hathaway. He has Gregory Porter, Ledisi, India Ari. I mean, Q-Tip, Esperanza Spalding. Just a lot of great artists on his album. But yeah, check them out, man. The album, actually, the album came out on the 25th of February, if I'm not mistaken. So if you guys get a chance to check out Black Radio 3 by Robert Glasper, it's an amazing, amazing album. Grammy Award winning Robert Glasper, by the way. So some good stuff, man. Thank you for letting me do this block.
Yeah, please. That was an amazing block, by the way. And I was trying to figure out food, like how could I want to mix some good food in with this good music and my good company with all these amazing people that are hanging out with us, and of course my brother Don Fleming here. So and I just, you know, I love Asian food, man. I'm just like I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm so into it, but I love all the vegetables and stuff that comes with that. And I guess my dogs don't really like the vegetables, but I love the vegetables, man.
Poo-poo on the vegetables.
Yeah, exactly, lady. No. Don't mention that again. But anyway, man, we got 1 minute left. I mean, 1 hour left in the show. The first hour is done. That is quick. Whoa, I can't believe that. Just 1 hour has gone by that fast. Ooh, man, time flies. I can't believe it.
Oh,
man, you sound like, what's his name right there with that laugh? Eddie Murphy. What the heck?
Oh,
Eddie
my
Murphy
goodness.
In your house?
No.
You sound just like
him. Yeah. I get that sometimes when I laugh, you know.
Yeah,
but he's just more like, he's like, I'm just like, you know, it's like the back of the throat type of thing, you know, when I laugh, it's like, you know. So it's totally different. Different, man.
Everybody has it. My wife says that she's like, where'd you get that laugh like that? When I laugh hard, I'm like, I don't know where I got it from. I really don't. It's just, oh, man. She's like, you're cracking up. And I can't help it. I can't help it. But the grandkids have a good time. We all laugh. And that's what it's all about, just having a good time. Man, you know, this is the sad part. Even when I'm happy, I get sad because I think about those people in Ukraine. It just, I am happy because I was thinking about my grandkids, and I was thinking about them and their
right.
kids. Oh, man, I tell you, we got to get this. This is just, oh, what a mess. Anyway, we're going to keep it. Got to keep the music going on Soul Records Radio.
Oh, I want to add something else. The group King, I guess they go by We Are King now. The cool thing about those, they're twin sisters, the Strother sisters, Amber Strother and Paris Strother. They're out of Los Angeles, California. Here's the cool thing. Their dad was the late, great Percy Lee Strother, who was a blues artist out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. So, and he was actually, you know, went up to Minneapolis, you know, usually during the whole Great Migration. He ended up going up there and became like this big blues guy. And the, of course, the King sisters, well, they're King sisters, but they're the Strother sisters. But King, they are the daughters of Percy Lee Strother, blues man. Of course, he's been featured on stuff with like Pine Top Perkins, working with Muddy Waters, and, you know, Wilson Pickett. But great man. He passed away, if I'm not mistaken, passed away back in 2005. But yeah, the late great Percy Lee Strother. He's an amazing voice. Amazing voice.
Now, when I posted the video, I thought I'd seen three ladies.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the young ladies just left the group, if I'm not mistaken. So,
okay. So the twins
are
left.
Yeah.
Okay.
The woman that, I guess the one that wasn't, Anita Bias, that was her name, and she was with the group, and I think she does little collaborate. They're close friends. They're still friends. Excuse me. But yes, I don't think she's considered a member anymore, but she still does collaborations with them. Quick correction. I made another correction. They're the nieces of Percy Lee Strother. Sorry about that. Not the daughters, the nieces.
All right.
So
that's cool. I'm glad you corrected that. And
I like, you know, I don't like giving bad information, man. That's just me. You know, there's times if I'm wrong, I'll hit you up in a DM or whatever. I'll be like, man, I got to say something after this block or something. And they're like, okay. So
yeah,
I just wanted to make that correction.
It's all good, man.
It's your world.
I'm just a squirrel. All right, it's my world because I'm just a squirrel. Oh man. Anyway, guys, here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. Steve Carrington, we had him on, I believe, so I want to play one of Steve's songs right here. This is called Through the Eyes of a German Rose. Wow, that title just gets me. Through the Eyes of a German Rose. Here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. We're at the top of the second hour. Wow.
Thank you.
Now, I know a lot of you guys like, what is going on with Wardell? What is that music? I never heard that kind of music before. And I got to tell you guys that is, you know, I grew up on that music. That's really like progressive jazz. You know, it's that Stanley Clark, by the way. And that was... Mm-hmm. The name of that song is called School Days, and Jay Brown's the drummer on it, and he passed away out of Philadelphia as well. And so these are my homeboys doing their thing. Oh, let me just turn this down. I got my speakers up too loud because I was enjoying it. And it's an emotional thing for me. I could feel my emotions rolling with this. And so I just want to say thank you, Stanley Clark, for being an amazing leader. In just driving the momentum in the city of Philadelphia, not just for me, but so many of us looked up to Stanley Clark as he was he was a clean jazz artist. I mean, he was doing everything right, you know. And he was bright. He was very smart. He went to a great college, and a lot of us went to college because he went to college. And so I was just so, so proud of him. And he's still out there playing this stuff, which is amazing. And I'm just, you know, I was just a kid. I remember being so young, and we went to their concert in Philadelphia, and then I would get back home like about almost midnight. And I'll sit on my steps and just play the drums on my laps and my lap, as I was so excited about what I just learned. And I just, you know, I couldn't go downstairs in the basement and play because I would have got kicked out. I would get not just kicked out of the house. I would have got kicked out of the neighborhood. Get your butt off those drums. But but it was, you know, for me, when I'm listening to that, it's emotional for me. Because it's my childhood, just like tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, when Don Fleming and myself, when we do our throwback shows, it just, you know, those memories that come up from those songs is so potent, so powerful, and it means so much. And so I'm just grateful that music, that the power that music carries is absolutely amazing. Because I could feel it in my bones and in my emotions and, you know, my nervous system. Like when I really love something, that song right there, wow, that did it for me. Let me. I you know what? I'm so caught up in that. I probably should go back to it. That whole block that I just did. Just give me a second because I was actually looking up some information on Stanley Clarke. So in that last blog, yeah, Stanley Clarke, and then prior to that, Steve Carrington. Now, Steve is from, like around the right below Washington, D.C., Maryland, down that area. And, but he resides in New York, and, he's an amazing saxophonist. And, we had him on a few weeks back, and he was just great on this show. And, so, I enjoy him. He's played with some amazing jazz artists, and he's about to go on tour, as a matter of fact, over in the UK, and then I believe South Africa as well. So hats off to you. Hats off to you, my brother. Way to go. Who did we start the block off with?
You started off with Steve Carrington, and I think you played the Miracles with Sidney Justin. Only right. We had Sidney Justin on the show, I think about a couple of months back. So this is an amazing brother.
Yes.
Great rendition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he put it down. I mean, that was live, too. It wasn't like he could go back and fix something. It was like he had to, you know, and he was going for
something
it.
Something about live shows.
Well, you know, it's the intensity. It creates a certain type of intensity, so your performance level is a little more. It has to be more
elevated.
Responsible. Yeah, it's more elevated,
mm-hmm.
So it has to be more responsible, and so you have to. You know, it's one thing when you're practicing, but when you're on the stage, no matter what it is, what stage, what kind of stage it is. You know, like Don said, you're elevated. Your performance level is elevated, and you take it to another level. And so, Sidney, hats off to you, my brother. He has another song that he's been posted on my page, and I said, I really like that. And so I posted it in the group page, I was texting him to send me the MP3 because I want to play it because it is really good. And so hopefully... we'll get that sometime and we'll play it for you guys. And Don Fleming's over there doing something. I don't know what he's doing, but he's always messing with me.
I was typing. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Speaking of typing, are you going to type the next set or should I just keep going?
I got it. Oh, well, hey, I got it. I got you covered, man.
All right.
I got you covered.
All right. We got about another 30 minutes left in the show. Another half an hour.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Another half hour jam with you guys on an Indie Jazz Wednesday. Let's go ahead and get to some music. take you back to the year 1981, give you a classic from Pieces of a Dream. This is called Warm Weather. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Well, I really love, you know, I always love what you do. So, but, you know, Howard Johnson is a very close associate of mine from back in A&M Records and stuff. And so, yeah, so much love to Howard. You know, this is his own project that he's put out. And so, you know, much love and continued success, my brother. And great job, Don. Fleming.
Man, let's go. Let's recap. Of course, I just played XL Middleton featuring Howard Johnson. Can't Get Away From Your Love, brand new music from them. And it's good to see Howard. I mean, that vibe, man. It's still a man. I don't know the brother sounds the same to me. That's just amazing. But that's the jam right there. Can't Get Away From Your Love. Of course, before that. From 2016. That's music from Bibio featuring Olivier Saint-Louis. You can't say Oliver St. Louis. It's Olivier Saint-Louis. And of course, that is Why So Serious. I love that track, man. Very beautiful throwback track. Love that. And of course, started off the block from 1981. Give you some Philly jazz. That's music from, music from Pieces of a Dream. Name of the song is called Warm Weather, written by, of course, Cynthia Biggs and Dexter Wansel. So shout out to them, man, the friend of the show. Dexter Wansel is, of course, Life on Mars meant everything to me. So I wanted to go ahead and play a little that Philly jazz, man, from Pieces of the Dream.
Hey, I had a wonderful interview with him. I need to get that up so you could, you know, hear the guy you like so much. He wrote so many songs for Philly International. It's ridiculous.
Where was I?
I don't know. I think you were at that other station. You were at that other station when I interviewed him. Before we kidnapped you.
Oh.
Or should I say man-napped you? Man nap.
Oh man, we got about another 13 minutes left of the show. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us. Man, is it time? Can we talk about tomorrow? Is it too late, or is it too early?
This is it. We're shutting it down. So get it out now while we can.
Tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. Of course, not one, not two, but three shows tomorrow because it is a Throwback Thursday. So I want to remind everyone from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, I call it the afternoon drive. Mr. Wardell Potts and myself, his version of Throwback Thursday. Throwback
No, the way he listens.
And then, of course, me.
Did y'all hear the way he said that? Like, his version. Like, it was just my little
his version.
Okay, listen.
We have the same taste in music. We got the same taste in music, so it's all good. And you just have to helm.
We do.
You're just
at
the helm.
Goldie Mac is a whole nother story. So
I know, man.
I'll just do the throwback music, but then Don takes it to another. He takes it from where I stop, and he'll go back into where I am and take it to another level. He goes into the 90s and the 2000s. See, I don't know anything about that as much as he does. But even though I know the songs, but I can't like call him out like he can, because he grew up with that stuff. So that's really like it's right there with him. But Goldie Mac, he'll go through all of our stuff, but it'll be just. The funkiest stuff you could possibly find that's been recorded by R&B artists.
He went in our stashes too.
I don't.
Like, here's the thing. I go in his. You go in mine. I definitely go in yours. As a matter of fact, Monday I went in your stash to play a couple of songs. So yeah,
it's
man.
Private,
you know, it's just.
It said private stash. Huh? It says private stash.
Wardell's, I know it's like a section, Wardell's private stash. I'm going to sneak in there and get a couple of songs out there. No, but mine's open to the public.
See how
stingy he is?
Yeah, I'm stingy because I don't have as much as Don. You should see how many songs he has, 900,000.
Whatever.
I got like 9.
Stop.
Good gracious. I try to go past his. I got to go past Don's stash to get to mine. I'm like, Lord, am I ever going to get past? It's getting longer.
This is what you call hyperbole.
I want to tell you guys something. There you go. Sound like Eddie Murphy again. right, Eddie. Oh, man. Woo. Let me see. So, you know, that first movie that was in Philadelphia, right?
Not his first movie.
Well, what
you talking about? Trading Places.
Yeah, with Columbia Pictures.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
Aykroyd. That's a classic. I have that here. I have it on DVD. So every time I watch it, you know what? Let me ask you this, because is Trading Places considered a holiday movie? Because you know the traditional holiday movie.
Christmas.
You know
time.
The people talk about this.
Yeah,
because that's what the movie was taking place around Christmas time, but it's not technically a Christmas movie, but a lot of people feel like it is.
Yeah, and that's when you really watch it too. It's more fun to watch it then. But I also the same thing with the Temptations movie. I always watch it around the Christmas holidays. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's so strange.
Thanksgiving, right? I think it usually comes on around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that
or the Jacksons. Jacksons come around Christmas, I guess, most of the time.
Well, I'm gonna read something to you guys. It's a lyric to what our new song, Dynasty's new song, and it says, "You know, I still think about you, baby. Where will you be tonight? I'm still in love with you." Whoa. It's a bad song, though. It's like, "I'm still in love with you." Come on. She's like, "Where will you be tonight? None of your business." He's like, "I'm still in love with you." She says, "Well, that's over with, buddy. You got to move on." "No, I'm coming back to get you, girl." So, anyway, I just wanted to read that because I'm going to play this song. This is the B-side of our new single. This B-side is about to be released as a single as well. So because the A-side did so well, we're so excited that companies around the globe want to release the B-side. And so Z Records is about to drop it. Man, oh, man, I'm just telling you, God is good like that, and he helps us old folks.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of the old folks and the baby. All right. Well, anyways, that's about it for us, Don. Anything else you want to say before I get to this song?
Man, again, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm hoping, I'm hoping Solar Records Radio, a big things for Solar Records Radio in 2022. So, man, I want to thank everybody. And just take this ride with us, for real. Take this ride with us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, guys, God bless you. Thanks again. Thanks, Greg. And thanks to everybody for everything you do here, Solar Records Radio. Keep Ukraine in your prayers. And until tomorrow, you guys be safe and be blessed. And this is Don and Wardell. We're up and out of here. Catch you later.
Have a good one, guys.
Like a poolside chair.